Good morning, all learned audience.
Good morning, Achanda. Good morning, Nipen.
รูปนามขันห้าเอาใช้อยู่ตลอดเวลาเว้นแต่นอนหลับ
We talk about Rup Nam and Khanda. It's Rup Nam is body and mind, and five aggregate, Rup, body, feelings, perception, volitional thought, and consciousness. It's five aggregates. So.We have to deal with these things, this body and mind, or five aggregate every day.
ถ้านอนหลับมันไม่มีนะมันจบมันดับมันเงียบมันหยุดขันเลือกทำงานนะบางทีก็ฝันไปเหมือนกัน
So when we are awake, when we work in daily life, we have to use this body and mind. Except when we are in deep sleep, it's like it stopped working or just at rest.
เราปฏิบัติเนี่ยก็เพื่อรู้อันนี้แหละรู้รูปนามขันธ์ห้ารู้อาการของมันอาการรักอาการชังอาการไม่รักไม่ชังมันสุขมันทุกข์เป็นกระบวนการของขันธ์ห้า
We develop self awareness to feel body movement in order toKnow to see body and mind, to see five aggregate, to see the changingness of this object.
ก็เลยสนุกปฏิบัติแล้วสนุกเบาสบาย
When you got it right, when you are more.Aware, more mindful, you feel lightened, lighten up your body, your mind, and you feel more enjoyable of the practice.
คือเมื่อเราปฏิบัติแล้วเราจะไปเห็นความจริงอยู่ในที่ต่างๆมันปรากฏขึ้นมาเลยนะเราจะมาเห็นอยู่ที่นี่มันเห็นอยู่ที่ของจริงของจริงในชีวิตประจำวันอะไรจะเกิดมาเกิดปรากฏมันเราขับรถไปเห็นของถนนล้นทางทั้งอื่นนะเราอธิบายความอยู่นี้ไม่ได้ความอยู่ข้างนอกนู่นว่าสิ่งต่างที่สี่นั่น
So we give you instruction, give you guideline.Show you the formal practice, how to do it. So you may get it from this formal practice. And when you see the truth, see body and mind, see the changingness of our mind, whether love or hated, or happy, unhappy,Then you can find that you can see it any time, any moment, whether you are on the road driving or working or doing something. So you can see this kind of the truth any time.
Okay.
So when you don't see it, you're not clear what is what. But when you come to see it, yourself, then you have to ask anybody. You have no doubt. So seeing mean it's like you have inner eye, you know, to see thing inside, to see the reality of this body, whether this body is your body. Is your body, is it your feeling, is your anger, is your love, your hatred, your this, your that, you know, your. So until you see the changingness, probably you're not clear about the practice. But then this self-awareness is more stable, it's like you don't have to try hard to get it, to be aware. It becomes your routine or your daily life to be aware, to feel whatever you do. You don't have to rely on too much on this formal practice when you get more advanced. You know, This formal practice is like you try to build up from the ground, you know, from scratch. And when you get it solid ground, then it become more automatic, and that you don't have to put too much effort. It's effortless, you know, when your mind is clear. When you see it clearly. So it's very easy to be aware while you're working too. And it makes your mind clear and not to get stuck, not to get trapped, not to be in the bad mood for a long time. So you know how to get out, how to get away from it, just by be aware or by seeing the impermanent within ourselves. So actually, you don't have to do any think too much. You don't have to analyze, you don't have to memorize many things. So in terms of sanya in Pali, sanya means memory or perception. But Lung Po Tien, when he realized about self-awareness within ourselves, then he just sanya or perception is it memorizes itself. It remembers itself. This self-awareness make you know yourself, make you so it becomes your own memory when you are more aware. So it's not like we memorize about what we put here and there, what we learn from the book, from the classroom. But this is it's more permanent, permanent memory, because it's like Lung Po Tien said, if you have scar, whether on your finger, on your arm or somewhere, you cannot get rid of it. Yeah, so it's right there. So that's the truth. So when you really have it, see it, then it won't. Nobody can destroy it. Actually, if you say, "Oh, I don't want it." I don't want to be aware anymore. You cannot. It becomes your life, you know. It's something like that. So it's always clear whether you It's like when you have no anger. It doesn't matter who somebody try to get you angry, but you just feel okay. You just see your mind without anger. So it's hard to be upset. Even you confront with something that is very bad or is something that you don't like too much, but you just you can say it's easy to forgive, easy to forgive or easy to forget something bad, you know. So your mind doesn't want to pick up anything seriously. So easy to let it go by itself. So that's the way of inside meditation. That's why we don't stay still. We don't close our eyes so we can see, we can experience. The more you think, the more you know. That's kind of a slogan of Longpo Thien. The more you think, the more you know. It's okay to think a lot, but it becomes your object, like experience or boxing. Like Longpo Thien always made the analogy with boxing. Like Thai boxing, they indicate on the ring they're gonna sit and make like a worship or ceremony to the teacher or whatever. For like a few minutes before they get started to box. But Longpo Thien said, you go on the ring, you don't have to worship anyone. just ready to punch on the opponent's eyes. If you punch somewhere else, on the body, it's not going to stop. So you just make sure you can punch the opponent's eye, or you can go for a knockout. You know. So that's the target you hit. So every time you bark, you come back to feel the moment. It doesn't matter how much you think, how big the problem you face, it can help you. You know. So this a kind of, it's not the way to escape, but to face it with skillful tool. You know. We use this the tool of self-awareness, mindfulness for our benefit. Until it's like we have it, we carry it every time. it's with you, you know. Even you are in the shower room, sitting in toilet bowl, that's also a good time to meditate. You can prove it, right? Like one time I experienced when I was very attached to something I couldn't find a way to detach from it. And one day I took a kind of the fruit, fermented fruit for bowel movement. But it just worked too good, you know. So I kept going to the toilet like a few times. Then the fourth time, when after I finished, it's like it's gone. That kind of heavy thing is attached to my mind. So it worked without intention, without expectation, you know. This self-awareness is kind of drop the problem or the something that's very heavy by itself. So it proved for me that it come to my, you know, rescue at that time. That's very, very hard time for me. Then I, wow. so good. Nobody could help me. So that's very good. And then after that, I felt like I had no big obstacle in my practice. So that's very grateful. After that, seeing thought is very clear. But when you attach to calmness or something like that, it is hard or is impossible to see your mind, to see thought, because calmness block seeing, you know. So I don't agree with people who like to sit still too much, because it's easy to get attached to calmness, and so it's hard to solve this problem. But when you realize that calmness is the obstacle of insight, then you don't need it. Yeah, you can be calm while you're doing this movement. Your mind can be calm too, because it doesn't concoct, it doesn't get caught, it doesn't cause more trouble. So this kind of calmness it can apply to working, you know. Or when you talk to other people, when your mind is calm, you are more generous, you are more gentle, then you kind of have good access or good friendship with other people. So, how's your first session?
Interesting, different from. I usually sit calmly. Not so calmly, but I usually meditate still, so this was a new experience for me. Enjoyed it.
Yeah. And you're
off. It was exactly what I needed. I sit too still and get trapped in my own thoughts, and so the movements really helped.
Yeah, that's the point of this movement. It works by itself. It may take more effort than sitting still, but it's the worth that time spending, even 1 hour or 10 minutes. You know, so do walking and then kind of balance the movement when you sit 1 hour or something. Then you can go for a walk, be aware of walking, feel touching of your foot. Yeah, and you can meditate outdoor, meditate in the garden. Yeah. I meditate raging leaf. now it's time for cleaning. Oh, are you Nat?
Well, thank you. I find that the this time of year is quite peaceful. It's bringing up memories, and so that's not really being in the present moment. However, there are some good memories, so I wanted to chase those for a while. Most of them aren't that good, so I like when they're good. I guess I had a question. Self-awareness and self-consciousness seem very close to me, related, that self-consciousness has negative connotation and self-awareness has positive. How do you move more towards the self-awareness and away from self-consciousness?
So what was the self-consciousness?
I guess that's being aware of yourself all the time, or aware of yourself in many situations, but it's sort of the less positive side, because you're constantly, you know, you're inside yourself more than you're at one with everything.
I think you're sort of measuring yourself against, you're seeing what other people think, you're kind of comparing yourself with your surroundings, with your conceptions about the way things are supposed to be. Yeah, I mean, so that's how I understand self-consciousness. Like, you know, going into the prom, you know, and being worried about what you're wearing, or, you know what I mean, that sort of like, how will people see me, or...
Maybe
that's... What are my thoughts, you know, how good are they?
Right.
How smart am I, that kind of thing. That may not be the actual real meaning of it, but that's...
I don't know if that's what I'm trying to ask.
Oh.
But I may not know what I'm trying to ask. And there's the answer right there.
So it was just like a semantic thing?
Well, in Zen, there's no self, right?
There's no self in this, too.
Right. So self-awareness has the word self in it a lot. Oh. So why isn't it just awareness instead of self-awareness?
We have these two fabulous teachers to tell us.
Well, to be aware of ourselves, it's like we forgot ourselves for a long time. We just look outside, we just try to know things outside a lot, and we forget what our body is doing and what our mind doing. So to be out, like Janda said, when you know yourself, you know yourself clearly, then you know other people clearly. You and other people are the same. So when you know yourself, you know other people. So when you are aware of yourself, totally aware of yourself, what is you? So what's your action? And it's easy to know what other problem, what's how to to know other people too. So to be aware of ourselves in our meditation, I mean, just feel the body movement. Until you can see thought. That's the mindfulness, seeing thought. You can see thought, you can see feeling, you can see perception, you can see consciousness.
So, self is Rupna?
Well, yeah, actually there's no self.
This is why the confusion here.
I mean, we use it in terms of you and outside. So when both of I and you are the same thing, then there's no question about it.
So then self-awareness means I'm aware of you as well, because it's all the same thing.
I think consciousness is more about your being aware of everything that's around you, with maybe possibly attachments and like Lisa said, judgments and things, but you're conscious things are happening, so you're aware of them. But self-awareness, I think, for me, would be that you're aware of yourself. The conscious is self. Consciousness is being aware of everything that's around you. You're conscious. You're alive. You're breathing. You're conscious. You're seeing the birds going and all that. But you're not really looking deep in that. You just know that it's there. That you're conscious. It's like dead or alive, right? The self-awareness is going deeper into your consciousness, meaning you're aware. You're being aware of the present moment. You're being aware of what's right here, right now. What you're doing. This consciousness, I think, is you're aware of everything, but you're not, it's just like a passing moment. You're not really, you know, it's like, oh, okay, it's here. You're not really observing it, but you know that it's there. I don't know. That's how I interpret, maybe.
Thanks.
Yeah, if you know yourself, it's like you know the world inside yourself, that you know the whole world. So it, then finally it become one, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they're almost interrelated. I mean, you're conscious and you're self-aware. I mean, it's the same, almost the same thing, but one is without really self-observing, while the other is just more of the, at least I think, it has some of that, the judging, knowing it's there, but you're not really going deep within. I think the awareness is more deep within. You're being with yourself at that moment.
I'm aware the bell's coming.
That's
good. Ding.
Gone.